Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your love and compassion toward us. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you, Lord, for answers to our prayers. Thank you for making everything work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you for your power. There is working mighty miracles in our lives. Thank you for your power that is giving us victory and dominion. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is working in us to do your will and to please you at all times. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your presence in our environment. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that keeps guiding us into all truths. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads us through the path of righteousness. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for increasing our faith so that we can receive all the blessings you have reserved for us. Thank you, Lord, for taking away our problems and sorrows. Thank you for taking away our pains and sicknesses. Thank you, Lord, for putting us in perfect peace. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the opportunities you have sent into our lives to lift us up. Thank you for your promises and prophecies that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for your commitment to meeting our needs, to providing for our needs every time we are in need. Thank you, Lord. be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here in your presence to pray, to seek your face, and to worship you. O Lord, have fellowship with us. Meet us in your power. Meet with us in your might. Meet with us tonight in your glory. In the name of Jesus, have your way in our midst and help us to pray according to your will. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you will do more than our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs right now. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. 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 You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh, King of Glory. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. praise the Lord. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. And I will sing, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter, I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto you, our Lord. Glory, honor, glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto you, our Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you are born. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your kindness. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your mercies, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, forever, oh Lord, your word is settled, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. We praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, oh Lord, in our lives. We've seen what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore Him, and angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. O Lord, how our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord. How God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How powerful is your name. How glorious is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord. Our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created. For thou art created. All things and for thy pleasure they are. And were created until I reach my own, until I reach my own, until I reach my own. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. until I reach my home. Until I reach my home, heaven is my home. Until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey. Until I reach my own. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We have a Father, oh hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, unto Jesus be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, great things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, great things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus is alive. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever He's alive. Amen. Oh, He's alive. Amen. In our midst, Jesus is the life. Forever He's Amen. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. Oh, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, Jireh, you are the Most High. Alpha and Omega, you are the Most High God. El Shaddai, you are the Most High. Elohim, you are the Most High God. Miracle Worker, you are the Most High. Lion of Judah, you are the Most High God. Waymaker, you are the Most High. Lord of hosts, you are the Most High God. Mighty Redeemer, you are the Most High. Mighty Mighty Mighty, you are the Most High God. Rock of Ages, you are the Most High. Rock of Israel, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. You are lifted up, and there is no one like you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, you are lifted up, and there is no one. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Open your mouth and begin to worship Him. Begin to adore Him. Begin to praise Him. Glorify His name. Worship His majesty. Worship His majesty. Praise Him for who He is. Praise Him for who He is. Worship Him for who He is. He is the Almighty God. He is the El Shaddai. He is the highest. Above Him, there is no other. Before Him, there is no other. Beside Him, there is no other. He alone is the Lord. He alone is the King of glory. He alone is the El Shaddai. He alone is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Is the creator of the angels. He is the creator of mankind. He is the creator of animal kind. He is the creator of all things, whether they are visible or invisible. He is the only true God. He is the living God. Every other God are dead. Worship Him. He reigns forever and ever. He controls everything. He controls everyone. He controls times and seasons. He makes impossible things possible. He reverses irreversible things. He changes unchangeable things. Only Him can speak, and His words will come to pass. Worship Him. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father, who is like unto Thee. No one is like You. No one can save as You do. No one can heal as You do. No one can deliver as You do. No one can help as You do. We worship You, Father. You're stronger than all. You're greater than all. You're mightier than all. We adore You, Father. You are the ruler of rulers. You control the governments of nations. You determine the end of things before they began. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Father. You have designed our lives to go in the direction of Your purpose. You have created us for Your glory and for Your praise and for Your honor. We worship You, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank Him. We're going to say, thank You, Lord, for all the helps and blessings You have released into my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. So thank You, Father, for all the helps and blessings You have released into my life. Thank You for all the solutions You have released to solve my problems. Thank You for all my needs You have provided. Thank you for your help. You have sent into my life. Thank you for your help. You always sing into my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your blessings that you have released into my life. Thank you for always coming to my rescue. Thank you for always coming to save me, to defend me, to preserve my life, to protect me. Thank you, Father, for always helping me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for answering my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, thank you, Father, for answering my prayers. Thank you for not allowing me to trust you in vain. Thank you for not allowing me to pray in vain, to fast in vain. Thank you for committing yourself to answering my prayers. Thank you, Father, for committing myself to granting my prayer requests. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the miracles I have experienced because you answered my prayers. Thank you, Father, for all the breakthroughs I have experienced because you answered my prayers. Thank you for all the good things that have happened in my life because you answered my prayers. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given it thanks. Amen. We're still going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all the progress you have made to happen in my life. Thank you for not allowing my life to be tied down to a spot. Thank you for moving my life forward. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Begin to thank him. There are people who wish they are at the level that you are right now. Thank him for moving your life forward. Thank you, Father. You may think there's no progress happening in your life, but you are wrong. Yeah, because a lot of things have changed in your life. Thank him for the progress he has made to happen to you, both spiritually and physically. Thank him for the progress he have caused in your life. thank Him for the progress. Say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing my life to be stagnant. Thank you for not allowing my life to be tied down to a spot. Thank you for the progress I have experienced from you. Thank you for moving my life forward on every side. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for providing for my daily bread. Thank you for providing for my eating and drinking on a daily basis. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. If you have ever suffered serious hunger for days, you will know what it means to have food to eat every day. So thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for providing the food that I eat. Thank you for providing the water that I drink. Thank you for providing for my daily bread. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. There are people who haven't eaten for the past 3 days. Not that they were fasting, but there was no food. There was no food. But you are here. You have food. Why can't you thank Him? Thank you, Father. Thank you for meeting my needs, especially the food that I eat. Thank you for providing them. Thank you for not allowing me to beg before I eat. Thank you for not allowing me to borrow before I can eat. Thank you, Jesus, for providing my daily bread. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing the weapons of my enemies to walk on me. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. The Word of God says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the weapon of the enemy to walk on me. Thank you for making the weapon of the enemy to become powerless on my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making the weapons of my enemies to lose their powers on my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes to see and to know the truths that have now set me free. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, thank you for opening my eyes to see and to know the truths that have now set me free. Thank you for enlighten and for the enlightenment that you have given to me. Thank you for making me to know your truth that have now set me free. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for doing things in my life for the glory of your name. So thank you, Father, for everything you have done in my life so that your name can be glorified through my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you have done in my family. Thank you for everything you have done in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in my career, in my calling, in my ministry, in my destiny, in my marriage. Thank you for everything you have done so that your name can be glorified in my life and through my life. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your prophetic words that have come to pass in my life. Thank you for your prophetic dreams, prophetic revelations that have come to pass in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your prophetic words that have come to pass in my life. Begin to thank him. Some of you, God showed you what would happen in your life, and it happened exactly as he has shown you. Not everyone have that privilege. Say, thank you, Father, for your prophetic words that have happened in my life. Thank you for your prophetic dreams that have come to pass in my life. Thank you for your prophetic revelations that have come to pass in my life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. The Bible told us about Jabez, how he was more honorable than his brethren because God visited him. So when God visits a man, he will honor that man. He will place, or he will leave his honor with that man. So you're going to pray that God will visit you and that he will honor you through that visitation. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, visit me now and let your honor rest upon my life forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, visit me now and let your honor remain on my life forever. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, visit me now. Visit me for the sake of your name. Visit me for your name's sake, so that your name can be praised through my life, so that your name can be honored through my life, so that your name can be glorified through my life. Oh Lord, visit me now. Visit me now, not just because of me, but because of your name, because of you, because of yourself. Visit me now so that honor can come to your name through my life, so that praises and glory can come to your name through my life. Visit me now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. God doesn't put his honor on a proud man or on a proud woman. The Bible says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. He lifts up the humble. So the reason why God honors the humble is because of his name, because he knows that his name will be honored in the life of that person. So if God will honor your life, God is not doing it for you. He's doing it for his name, for himself. Yeah, because only God must be glorified. No one else should be glorified. Yeah, so and if God puts his honor and glory on your life, it's not because of you, it's because of him. But a proud man will not return the glory back to God. A proud man will not return the honor back to God. So that is why a proud man will not receive honor from God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, put upon me the spirit of humility, so that the name of the Lord can be honored through my life, so that the name of the Lord can be praised and glorified through my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, put on me the spirit of humbleness. Put upon me the spirit of humility. Create in me an humble heart that will allow the name of the Lord to be honored in my life. Create in me an humble heart that will allow the name of the Lord to be glorified through my life. Create in me an humble heart that will allow the name of the Lord to be praised through my life. In the name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit of humility, so that God and his kingdom
can be honored through my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, do that now in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And you're still going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every satanic and demonic barrier that is preventing me from getting closer to God. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every satanic and demonic barrier that is stopping me from getting closer to God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every witchcraft barrier, every demonic barrier, satanic barrier, blocking my closeness with God, stopping me from getting closer to God's heart, stopping me from knowing God intimately. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray like that. Every barrier standing between me and heaven, every barrier standing between me and God, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus. Every barrier standing between my heart and God's heart. Every barrier standing between my mind and God's mind. Be consumed now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every part of me to respond to the call of God. You're going to say, I command every part of my body, every part of my soul, every part of my spirit to respond to the call of God. Because God is calling me to come closer to Him. So therefore, I command every part of me to respond to the call of God. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The call of God is not just for you to become a preacher. The first call is for you to know Him, for you to be close to Him. That is the first calling of God. And that is the greatest calling, to know Him, to be with Him, to be very close to His heart. Pray. Say, every cell in my body, I command you to respond to the call of God.
Every part of my soul, I command you to respond to the call of God. Every part of my spirit, I command you to respond to God's calling. From this day onwards, you shall respond to the call of God. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. You're prophesying. Begin to say, every part of my spirit, soul, and body from today shall respond to the call of God. Every part of my soul, spirit, and body from this day onwards shall always respond to the call of God. In the name of Jesus, as the Holy Spirit call me to come closer to God, as the Holy Spirit draws me closer, I shall respond. I shall yield to the call. I shall follow the call. I shall obey the call. In the name of Jesus, every part of my life shall obey the calling of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray like that. My spiritual gift shall obey the calling of God. My ministry shall obey the calling of God. My family, my marriage shall obey the calling of God. My business, my career, my skill, my talent shall obey the calling of God. Every aspect of my life shall obey God's calling. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to meditate constantly on the Word of God and on the truth of God's kingdom. You're going to say, I receive grace to meditate always, to think upon the Word of God and the truth of God's kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Many Christians are not meditating, and that is why they are so shallow concerning spiritual things. They have no wisdom. They are so empty, so shallow and empty concerning the things of God, because they don't meditate. Continue to pray. Say, I receive grace to meditate constantly, to meditate persistently, to meditate always on the Word of God and on the truth of God's kingdom, so that my knowledge of God can grow, so that the wisdom of God can form in me, so that the righteousness of God can form in me. I receive grace to meditate constantly, to meditate persistently on the Word of God and on the truth of God's kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I receive grace to meditate for hours on God's Word, till I get revelations from God, till I get new knowledge and new understanding from the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, and I receive grace to understand the mind of God and to see deeper into the will of God for my life and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to understand the mind of God at all times. And I receive grace to see deeper into the will of God concerning my life and destiny. And deeper into the will of God concerning my generation. I receive grace to understand God's mind. I receive grace to know God's thoughts. I receive grace to see deep into the will of God. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to see very deep into the will of God concerning my life, concerning my destiny, and concerning the life of others. I receive grace to see deep and deeper into the will of God concerning the nations, concerning my generation. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. If you can see deeper into God's mind, then you can predict the future. You can accurately predict the future. And you will be able to know your future if you can really see deep into God's heart. You'll be able to see far ahead of time. You'll be able to see as far as 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 years from now. You'll be able to see as far as that. If you're able to see deep into the mind of God. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, and sharpen my eyes to see deep into God's heart and to see far ahead of time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, sharpen my eyes to see deep into God's heart and to see far into the future. Holy Spirit, sharpen my eyes right now. Sharpen my eyes right now. If you know the future,
You will be very wise. But not many people are seeing the future. Praise the Holy Spirit. Sharpen my eyes to see deep into God's heart and to see far ahead of time, to see far into the future. Sharpen my eyes now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. To know the heart of God very deep, you must have the same kind of heart that He has. Yeah, in the spiritual realm, likes attract themselves. Yeah, similar things attract themselves. That's the law of attraction in the spiritual realm. So if your heart is not like God's heart, you will not be able to know it, to know God's heart. You will not be able to see deep into God's heart if your heart is not like His heart. If your heart does not have love the way God's heart have love, if your heart doesn't have the kind of love that is in God's heart, then you will be able to know God's heart. Yeah, and there are other examples like that. If your heart doesn't hate what God hates, then your heart and God's heart cannot match. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, change my heart to look exactly like God's heart. So Holy Spirit, change my heart, transform my heart to look exactly like God's heart. I know that God's heart is pure. I know that God's heart is righteous. God's heart is full of love. God's heart forgives. God's heart cares for others. God's heart is not selfish. So Holy Spirit, transform my heart to become like God's heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Deshene ki hashene tushne gala, bahajana tabla shne gala. Transform my heart to become like God's heart. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, change my heart. Change my heart. Change my heart, purge my heart, remove from my heart everything that cannot be found in God's heart. Holy Spirit, remove them now from my heart, all the pollution, all the darkness, all the self-centeredness, all the lust, all the pride, All the darkness, all the sinfulness, all the carnality, worldliness, all the works of the flesh in my heart, Holy Spirit, to remove them now. I want my heart to look exactly like God's heart in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Holy Spirit, transform my heart. Renew my heart.
sanctify my heart, recreate my heart, and make my heart look exactly like God's heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost pull down every stronghold of sin, every stronghold of unrighteousness that I have built up in my mind that is affecting my knowledge of God, that is affecting my closeness to God, that is not allowing me to know God as I should. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy those strongholds. Every stronghold I have built up in my mind, in my head, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You can build up stronghold through lustful imaginations, through your carnal desires, through your unbelief, through your pride and many things. Begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every stronghold of sin I have built up in my mind. Every stronghold of iniquity, stronghold of unrighteousness, stronghold of darkness, every stronghold of faithlessness, every stronghold of unbelief, every stronghold of fear, stronghold of doubt, I have built up in my mind. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Stronghold of worldliness, I have built up in my mind. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Every stronghold of wrong ideology, every stronghold of false teachings, false doctrines, every stronghold of lies and deception I have built up in my mind, fire of the Holy Ghost, pull them down right now. Or put them right now. Every stronghold of darkness I have built up that is affecting my knowledge of God, that is preventing me from knowing God very closely, every wrong perception of life, every wrong view of life that I have built up in my head, in my mind, that is not allowing me to know God as I should, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Every negative mindset I have built up in my mind that is preventing me from knowing God very closely, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to and raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the hunger of God upon powers and principalities that are stopping my rising to the place of manifestation in destiny. You're going to say, I invoke God's anger to destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I invoke God's anger to destroy principalities and powers that are stopping my rising to the place of manifestation in destiny. I invoke God's anger to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness and princes of darkness preventing my rising to the place of manifesting my destiny. My rising to the place of manifesting my calling. Let the hunger of God consume them all. Right now, in Jesus' name, let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. The Bible says the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Almighty God, and descend upon every demonic rock of limitation, every satanic rock of limitation that is limiting my life. So Almighty God, descend upon them and melt them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, descend now upon every satanic rock of limitation, every witchcraft rock of limitation, every demonic rock of limitation, limiting my life, calling, and destiny, descend upon them now and melt them. Melt them. Melt them away. Grind them into powder. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Descend upon every rock of limitation Satan have created to stop me from moving forward, to stop me from fulfilling destiny. Oh, Lord, descend upon them and melt them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I mean, you're still going to pray? You're going to say fire of the Holy Ghost? Reveal unto me every secret in darkness that I must know to fulfill my calling and destiny. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, expose to me every secret that is hiding in darkness that I must know for me to fulfill my calling and destiny, for me to become who God wants me to be. Reveal them to me now. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, reveal to me every secret in darkness, every mystery in darkness that I must know for me to fulfill my calling and destiny in the head. Every secret that is hiding in darkness, every mystery that is hiding in darkness, that I must know for me to fulfill my destiny in the head. Fire of the Holy Ghost, reveal them to me. Expose them to me now. Uncover them to me now. In the name of Jesus, uncover them to me. Expose them to me. Every secret about me, secret about my life, that is hiding in darkness. Every secret that I must know, that I need to know to fulfill my calling and destiny, fire of the Holy Ghost, expose them now to me. Expose them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Psalm 97. 97 verse 3. It says, A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. That is how the fire of God operates. Once the fire of God is released, it consumes all his enemies. Yeah, he doesn't leave, he doesn't spare the enemies of God. The fire of God doesn't spare the enemies of God. So you're going to pray that the fire of God will go forth, and that it will consume all of God's enemies in your life. Yeah, because your enemies are also God's enemies. So you're going to raise up your right hand.
We're going to say in the name of Jesus, right now, let fire proceed from God's throne and destroy every enemy of God in my life. Every enemy of God that surrounds my life. Let fire from the throne of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let fire proceed from the throne of God right now and destroy every enemy of God. Every enemy of the light. Every enemy of the truth. Every enemy of God's will. Every enemy of God's plans in my life. Let fire from the throne of God move right now and consume them all. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Every enemy of God in my body, inside my body, inside my soul, inside my spirit, every enemy of God in my environment, every enemy of God, every enemy of God's will in my life, let fire from the throne of God move and destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus, let fire of God move now and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The fire of God recognizes the enemies of God. Yeah, the fire of God recognizes things in your life that are not of God. The fire of God recognizes things in your life that are contrary to the will of God. Yeah, and that is why sometimes You may just shout fire of God or fire of the Holy Ghost. And the fire knows exactly what to destroy. The fire knows exactly what to burn. Yeah, because the fire has been programmed directly against God's enemies. The fire of God has been programmed directly against everything that is dark, everything that is against the light. Yeah, so sometimes we say, let fire destroy everything that is not of God. But actually, the fire of God knows all everything that is not of God. The fire of God knows all of them in your life. And the fire of God can trace all of them and destroy all of them. And it can happen in less than a second. That is if you believe that God can deliver you in less than a second. So you're going to pray and you're just going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire from the throne of God enter into my life and consume all the enemies of God operating in my life, troubling my life, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that.
say in the name of Jesus, let fire from the throne of God enter deeply into my life. Enter into the depths of my spirit, soul, and body, and destroy every enemy of God, every enemy of light, every enemy of righteousness, every enemy of holiness, every enemy of good health, every sickness, disease, every enemy of joy, enemy of peace, every enemy of God in my life, let that fire from the throne of God destroy them all. Let the fire from the throne of God trace everything that is not of God and begin to consume them all. Right now, everything that does not look like light, everything that is not according to the light in my life, let fire from the throne of God trace them and destroy them all. Right now, continue to pray like that. Let the fire of God trace them wherever they are. Let the fire of God trace them even inside each cell in my body. Let the fire of God trace them and destroy them all. Every enemy of God hiding anywhere in my life, let the fire of God trace them and destroy them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. You're going to pray. It says, a fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. So when God speaks, a fire come out. Also, when God speaks, fire comes out. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, utter a word from your throne that will change my life completely and put me where you want me to be. Say, Father, utter a word from your throne that will change my life completely and reposition me to where you want me to be. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, utter a word from your throne and let fire follow that word to change my life and to reposition my life to where you want me to be. In the name of Jesus, utter from your throne your word that goes with fire, your word that moves with fire, your word that operates with fire. Oh Lord, utter that word from your throne now into my life. And let there be instant change in my life. Let there be instant transformation in my life. Father, utter a word from your throne that is able to change my life and reposition my life to the place you want me to be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God is still speaking, and His words are still creating things. Though we have the Bible, which is the Word of God, but God also still speaks from His throne. And those words are very powerful. You may not need to hear what God is saying, because He's not saying them for you to hear. He's actually saying them to create things in your life, to create changes in your life. And just the way God spoke heaven and earth into existence. In the same way, He's still speaking words that changes situations, that is able to change your life. So as God is speaking, the angels, they are getting the information, and they know what to do instantly. And every created thing, everything God created, they are also receiving instructions, and they are also doing what they have to do instantly. So when we pray that God should speak into our lives, we are not saying God should release a word of prophecy. I mean, that prayer does not always mean God should release the word of prophecy. It also means God should create miracles in your life. And just the way He spoke heaven and earth into existence, and He has not stopped creating things from the day He finished creating heaven and earth. God is still creating things. Why? Because the enemy keeps destroying things. So because the enemy keeps on destroying things, so God has to create things. He has to continue to create things. If God is not creating things, the whole world would have collapsed. And because the kind of destruction that the devil is doing is too much. So there is words coming from the mouth of God that are creating new things, creating things. Yeah, you may not see those things, but things are being created. In every hour. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, speak into my life words that are able to create the changes my life need at this time. Say, Father, speak into my life. Utter upon my life words that are able to create the changes. Words that will create the changes that my life need at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, speak upon my life. Speak upon my life. Speak into my life. Words that will create the changes that I have been praying for. Words that will create the changes that I have been waiting for. Words and utterances that will create the miracles, the wonders that my life and destiny need at this time. Father, speak those words into my life. Speak those words into my life right now. Speak the words into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Speak those words into my life right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Speak those words into my life right now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I remembered some time ago I was praying. Yeah, I was praying for some interventions, divine interventions to happen, because I was really being attacked and oppressed by the enemy on every side. Yeah, so the prayer that I was praying got very intense. Okay, got very intense. That is, it got very, very hot and very serious. Yeah, and in the midst of that prayer, some personalities they dropped down from heaven. Yeah, some angelic beings they dropped down from heaven. I can't really remember their numbers. Maybe they were 3 or 7. I can't remember. But what I remember was that they were praying for me. Yeah, they were speaking blessings, all kinds of blessings. And the blessings were coming very fast. So I can't even record everything they were saying. But they were speaking so many blessings at the time. And they were speaking those blessings in my mother's tongue. Yeah, in the language of my tribe. Yeah, they were speaking a lot of blessings. Blessings like your enemies will never be able to overcome you. I mean, like thousands of blessings at a time. So I couldn't really pick everything. So now, what I'm saying, the reason why I'm sharing this with you is that when God is to change things, maybe there is a pattern, a demonic pattern that has been going on in your life, and then that pattern is to be broken or to be reversed. That usually blessings will come from him. And this blessing that comes in form of words. Yeah. So I still want us to pray that prayer again. If you look at the book of Revelation, you're going to see where it says lightnings were coming out of the throne of God. Lightnings and thunderings and voices. Yeah. So a lot of words. Do comes from God's throne to change things on hand. So those voices, those words, they can manifest here in form of thunder, in form of prophecies, in form of lightnings. Yeah. So I want you to pray that prayer again. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, speak over my life, words that will create the changes, the deliverance, the healings, the breakthroughs, the prosperity that my life and destiny need at this time.
Oh Lord, speak those words upon my life now. Oh, open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Speak upon my life, speak over my life words that will create the changes that my life need now. The changes that my destiny need now. Words that will create the greatness that my life and calling needs. The prosperity, the riches and the wealth that my life and destiny needs. The promotion, the upliftment, the elevation. Oh Lord, begin to speak those words over my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Speak your words over my life. Your creative words. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still going to pray. Sometimes God will speak those words through your own mouth. Yeah, sometimes it is your own mouth that God will use to speak out those words. And that is why it is good for you to pray in the Spirit, or to allow the Holy Spirit pray through you. Yeah, because in so doing, you will also be able to speak from your own mouth utterances that will create the changes you need. So that is why you need that anointing. You need that power of the Holy Ghost that will enable you to pray with divine utterances. And because God also would speak those words through your mouth. Yeah, but if that anointing is not in your life, the anointing that will enable the Holy Ghost speak through you in tongues and in divine utterances, then it will be difficult for God to do that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release upon me an anointing that will enable your Holy Spirit to pray through me. Say, Father, put upon me an anointing that will enable me to pray with utterances of the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Anointing that will enable me speak with utterances of the Holy Spirit. The anointing that will enable me pray with utterances of the Holy Spirit. Father, put that anointing upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Let the anointing come upon me now. Father, let the anointing come upon me now. In the name of Jesus, the anointing that will enable me pray with the utterances of the Holy Ghost. The anointing that will enable me speak with the utterances of the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, release the anointing upon me now. Release that power. Release that grace upon me right now.
In the name of Jesus, the anointing that will make the Holy Spirit be able to speak expressly through me. The anointing that will make the Holy Spirit be able to pray expressly through my mouth, to speak expressly through my mouth. Father, put that unction on me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Psalm 97, verse 4. It says, "His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled." The lightnings of God lights up the world. And the earth saw the lightning and they trembled. You're going to pray, there are demonstrations of God's power that will happen in the earth, and people will see it and they will tremble. Yeah, we have read of some of those demonstrations in the Bible. Yeah, and we have historical record of demonstrations of God on earth, even beyond the Bible, that have happened on earth that people saw and trembled. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, demonstrate the greatness of your power in my life and through my life that will be seen by everyone and that will make everyone see you." You're going to say, "Father, demonstrate the greatness of your power in my life and through my life that will be seen by everyone and that will make everyone hear you." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Gishete by the hashtag on air. Oh God of heaven and the earth, demonstrate the greatness of your power in my life and through my life that will be so visible, so real, that every eye will see it and they will tremble. That everyone will see it and they will bow in fear before you, as it were in the days of Elijah, when fire came down from heaven. Oh Lord, demonstrate the greatness of your power. Demonstrate the greatness of your power. Demonstrate the greatness of your power right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points. And we'll round off the session. His lightnings lights up the world. You're going to pray. Usually lightnings are products of reactions. I mean, physically, the lightnings that we see when rain is falling, they are usually products of electrical reactions or electrical charges in the cloud. Yeah. In the same way, in these last days, we're going to be seeing God reacting to the wickedness and the evils that have filled this world, that have filled the world. Yeah, because God can no longer tolerate such level of wickedness and unrighteousness. So we're going to be seeing reactions, yeah, which are God's judgments. And those reactions are God saying that, I can't take it anymore. Yeah, I can't take this anymore. I am going to fight back. Yeah, I am going to reward people according to the works of their hands, according to all the wickedness and sinfulness that they have done. Yeah. And my prayer is that when God starts to react, you will not fall into His judgment. I don't know how to pray that prayer for you. Yeah, my prayer is that you will not taste of His wrong and of His anger when He starts to release these judgments upon the world. Yeah, so you're going to pray. But this time around, we are praying that these reactions will work in your favor. That God will react against what the enemy is doing in your life. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your lightnings, your lightnings of destruction manifest against every work of darkness going on in my life and going on against me. Let your lightnings of destruction consume them home. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, stir up your lightnings of destruction to destroy the works of darkness going on in my life, going on against my life. Oh Lord, destroy them now with your lightnings of destruction. Right now, in the name of Jesus, destroy them all. Destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, all the works of darkness, works of witchcraft going on against my life, all the works of satanic agents, all the works of devils going on against my life. Oh Lord, manifest your lightnings against them all and consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your destructive lightnings react and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, let your destructive lightnings react against everything the enemy is doing to harm me. Let your destructive lightning react and consume them all. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. This scripture can also be interpreted to mean a revelation revival happening in the world, whereas God opened the eyes of people to see the realities of the spiritual world, and God made them to see everything as they are. Yeah, and God exposed the enemy to everyone, and because some people, they don't really know what is going on in their lives, especially what happens every time they go deeper into sin. Some people don't really know what happens in the spiritual realm every time they go deeper into sin. Yeah, though they call it enjoyment, but they don't know that it is hell. That the deeper they go into sin is like they are going deep into hell. Yeah, so their eyes need to be opened. So God is going to do a lot of revelation revival in these last days, so that people will see things as they really are. And in so doing, they will be wise, and they will repent, and they will surrender to God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use me to light up the world. Use me to open the eyes of people to see the reality of your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Say, Father, use me to light up this world. Use me to expose darkness. Use me to open the eyes of people so that they can see how much they have gone into darkness and into hell. So they can see how deep they have gone into darkness and into hell. Oh Lord, use me to open the eyes of people so that they can come out of their bondage, so that they can come out of their captivities and embrace your kingdom and embrace your light. Use me, oh Lord, to open the eyes of people so that they can realize how wicked and unrighteous they have been, so that they can realize their spiritual condition and see and acknowledge that they have been wrong, and then surrender their lives to you. Oh Lord, use me to do this. In the name of Jesus, use me for revelation, revival. Use me to open the eyes of people. Use me, oh Lord. Use me, oh Lord, to light up this dark world. Use me to light up this evil and wicked generation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. There's no way God will use you to light up the world if you have not been lightened up first. So you have to be lightened up first. And then He will use you to light up the world. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, shine your light upon me. And let your light lighten me up. Say, Father, shine your light upon me. And let your light lighten me up. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, shine your light upon me, upon my soul, upon my mind, upon my spirit, upon my heart. Shine your light upon me and let your light lighten me up. Let every darkness in my life be exposed. In the name of Jesus, let every darkness in my life be exposed. Every darkness in my life, let it be exposed and eliminated. Let it be exposed and uprooted by your light. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, lighten me up by your light. In the name of Jesus. Lighten me up by your revelations. Lighten me up by opening my eyes. Lighten me up by your truth. Lighten me up by your understanding. Lighten me up by your wisdom. Oh Lord, light up my life. In the name of Jesus. Evaporate my darkness completely. Evaporate my confusion completely. Evaporate deception from my life completely. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. It says, His lightnings enlightened the world. The head saw and trembled. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, move mightily here on earth
trouble every establishment of the devil. Trouble and shake every establishment of the kingdom of darkness and destroy them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, move mightily in the earth. Move mightily in the whole world. And begin to shake, begin to trouble all the establishments of Satan. All that Satan has established. All that the kingdom of darkness have established. Oh Lord, trouble them all and destroy them all. Shake them all and destroy them all. So that everyone can know, so that everyone may know that you alone is the King, that you alone is the Lord, and that you are the Almighty. And that you controls everything. And that you controls the head and the universe. Oh Lord, move mightily in the head. And begin to trouble, begin to shake every establishment of Satan. Every companies, organizations that Satan established, that is agents of Satan established, that kingdoms of darkness established, every government systems that kingdoms of darkness established. Oh Lord, move mightily in the world right now and begin to trouble them, begin to shake those establishments and systems and begin to destroy them all, so that the whole world can know that you, the Almighty, you reign over this earth, so that the whole world can know that you control the universe, including this earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let every power that I've been assigned to control the minds of people against me, to control the minds of people, and make them act against me. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, I arrest those powers right now. Arrest the powers right now. Oh, open your mouth and pray. Every power assigned to control the minds of people and make those people walk against me, and make those people walk against my life, and make those people take actions that are against my life, and against my success, and against my progress, and against my prosperity. Oh Lord, arrest those powers right now. In the name of Jesus, with your mighty hand, arrest every power
that have been mobilized from the dark kingdom to move the minds of people against me, to move people against my life, to control people, to walk against my life. Oh, Lord of hosts, arrest such powers right now. Every power assigned to control the minds of people and make them misbehave, and make them make wrong decisions, make decisions and choices that would work against me. Oh, Lord of hosts, arrest such powers right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this moment we have spent in your presence. We thank you for your faithfulness and commitment to us. We thank you because whenever we call on you, you always hear us and you always answer. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the grace you have placed upon our lives to succeed and to excel and to prosper in everything we do. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the prayers you have led us to pray here tonight. And we thank you because you have answered those prayers. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered the prayers already. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here. Let your help be sufficient in every life in Jesus' name. I ask that you release upon everyone here the blessings that their lives and callings and destinies need at this time. Father, release the blessings now. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I ask that you lift up the lives of your people and promote them and prosper them so that through their lives your name can be glorified and honored. Father, do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the grace to be humble and meek so that the power of God and the grace of God and the strength of God and the signs and wonders of God can rest upon your life. Receive the grace now in Jesus' name. And every spirit that has been assigned from hell to make you misbehave and sin so that God's judgment can happen in your life. I bind that spirit now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that as the judgment of God will be moving everywhere in the world, and people will be getting what they deserve because they have chosen unrighteousness and darkness. I pray for you that your life shall be spared, and the lives of your family members shall be spared in Jesus' name. The mercy of God shall be your portion, and not judgment of God in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the grace and the willingness to be God and to serve God and to please God and to trust God, receive it now in Jesus' name. The authority that follows the word of God, I pray that such authority shall manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. As you trust in the word of God, as you declare the word of God, as you pray according to the word of God, the authority that backs up the word of God shall manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. And the miracles you have been waiting for a very long time, the authority in the word of God and in the name of Jesus shall produce those miracles in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray for you that your life shall be lightened up by the light of God in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, you shall no longer walk in darkness. You shall walk in the light. And you shall no longer be confused. You shall walk in divine understanding. In the name of Jesus, you shall know what is in the mind of God. And you shall know revelations that will explain the will of God concerning your life to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.